Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Monday Morning Recap. 5:15 on the East Coast. Right on time. I mean, this is pretty much when the show starts every week.
I'm shocked we're starting this in the 4 o'clock hour here.
Same. As always, tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action. Bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere at MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that deposit up to $1,000. Won't be needing that deposit this week, but you will. You will. Man, the anger on your face. Is it because of the hair, Delco?
No, the hair looks good.
Okay. I think you're pulling it off.
I think Jessie did a great job.
Yeah, I did too.
She's going to tone it up one more time so we get a little lighter.
Oh, you're going lighter?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Lighter.
All right.
A little whiter. That's the thing that got you. Don't want to go too white. I look weird.
You're good. You want the contrast for sure.
Yeah. I think that's nice. I think that looks nice. No.
I just like the, I mean, you look like a 90s action movie villain. Like you are a, you get killed by Bruce Willis.
Inside. Right. But not, I'm not like top tier. I'm like,
no, you're a red shirt.
I'm a goon.
Yeah. In case you don't remember, I picked USC. Obviously, they smoked Oregon State. And Delco Dan
didn't
they
win by three? They didn't even cover.
They won in the last 2 minutes.
They didn't care. They covered for me. I had a great weekend gambling. Thanks for asking.
No one did.
Yeah, sure did. Now you didn't.
And no, I did. I did fine. I just didn't do as well as I could have done.
Okay.
Thanks to an Arkansas team that couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, there it is. We'll lead off with college football. I watched that game. I bet that game. My only loss of the entire weekend, college and NFL, was actually Arkansas plus 17. Bryce Young is out with a shoulder injury. They're not saying how long he's going to be out for. Saban did a presser this morning and said day to day, and that he doesn't know more than that. However, the announcer said that looked like an AC joint. And they were like, man, that's a long injury. How long do you think he's going to be out for?
An AC joint? Mm-hmm. That sounds like something on a car.
I know. Could be AC Delco.
So go to AutoZone.
You know the thing that I have, right? Like the shoulder popping out? That's yes. The AC joint.
Ah, so how long is that injury?
You know, like 2 weeks.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
It depends if he gets surgery on it or not.
What the fuck? I don't know. I've never had it.
Yeah, and it depends on what grade. Does it say what grade it is?
No, nobody's saying anything, which is weird. Even the coach isn't saying anything. Saban's not saying anything today.
If you have to get it surgery, he'll probably be out 4 weeks after the surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. So he might come back at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. If he's getting surgery. Is there a chance that it's just a sprain? And then if so, what happens then?
You rest it. A few games out, one or two games out.
All right, so one or two games, though. They play Texas A&M, and then they play Tennessee. I don't know. We've seen Tennessee in person. I think they could beat A&M. A&M's dog shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they can beat Tennessee.
They can beat Tennessee.
Tennessee is, you don't understand yet. Tennessee ain't played nobody, Paul.
Smoke and mirrors.
They are all lies. They dump points in on mediocre teams or bad teams, and then when someone shows up to be mean to them, they fucking fold.
Wait, you're saying that you don't think that Alabama can beat Tennessee without their starting quarterback?
No, I think Tennessee would win that game.
Alabama has four starting quarterbacks at any given time, typically, right?
They do, but did you see the kid on Saturday? Strange body on this kid.
He looked like a running back a little bit.
Yes, he's built like a very thick running back.
So Jalen Hurts.
He's bigger skinny than that.
Yeah, you could just run the
this
triple.
This guy's fucking huge. He's like DK Metcalf.
Jalen Hurts is a big dude, too.
Alabama could take their receivers and running back, who, by the way, broke off like 270-yarders against goddamn Arkansas.
Against they like a pretty good Arkansas defense.
75-yarders in the fourth quarter.
The brakes on good Arkansas defense.
They have a good front four. They have a pretty good front seven. But the problem in college is the skill position players are so much more athletic than your secondary, especially. Like a good run defense has to have a good secondary because people are going to get through from time to time. And if your guys are all like Georgia's secondary last year was full of dudes, safeties and corners that were like 6 foot, 190 to 210 pounds. Those are big dudes who can make tackles.
Yeah,
so you get an 8 yard run, but not a 70 yard run. Arkansas doesn't have that.
Yeah,
I don't think most schools just don't have that.
Bama doesn't have any deep threats. So
They don't. And this quarterback, as far as I saw, and maybe you saw something different, wasn't very accurate with the football. The only way they came back and won that game or stayed in the lead, because Arkansas narrowed it down to five, was with literally 375-yard plus runs in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns.
They were kind of fucking around though, right? They got up 28-0, and then Arkansas slowly clawed back.
No, they got up 28-0. Bryce Young goes out, and then Arkansas then turns it on and was like, all right, great. Yeah. So they were able to cut it to five. I don't think that shit's going to fly against Tennessee, who's got a great offense.
Well, that's the thing, though.
They can't stop anyone.
Tennessee can't stop anyone. And also, how great's their offense going to be when they're playing against
an actual defense?
Fucking defense. Because I can tell you, and he can tell you too, we have watched these Josh Heupel teams. Now, maybe this is the best version of a Josh Heupel offense.
Well, it's the best talent he's had, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fine. But I mean, like, dude, there was great talent on the Missouri team he was an offensive coordinator of. And as soon as we played against real dudes like that, everything just fell the fuck apart immediately.
Listen, I'm feeling vindicated knowing that Dylan Gabriel showed his true colors last two games. Josh Heupel, your time will come.
Okay.
Yep.
Your time will
come.
And
I think, well, who do they play this week?
They play
LSU
at LSU.
Could come this week.
Could come this week. You never know. That's a tough place to play. Dan and I have been there before. I'm calling it now. If Bryce Young isn't back for this Tennessee game in 2 weeks, it is on the 15th. So yeah, you're looking at 12 days.
Is it in Knoxville?
Yes. It is. So I'm saying tough. Tennessee.
That changes it.
I think Tennessee will win that football game if Bryce Young is out.
That makes it a 21-point game instead of a 35-point game.
Man, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. By the way, I'm wearing a Kansas State hat. I've been talking a lot of shit about Kansas State. They are now ranked. Congratulations. I said I would wear the hat on the program, and it was sent in today. Perfect timing. So I'll be wearing this K-State hat the remainder of the show.
Not even the best team in Kansas.
No, not even close. Not even close.
Fucking
Rock chalk, baby.
Oh, Bob, how pissed are you that Kansas is back, dude?
Not the best feeling. I watched that game like thoroughly, and they look like shit. Mm-hmm. TCU is going to butt fuck them this week. Like, literally, the only reason that game didn't go into overtime is because Iowa State had to miss three field goals.
Rob, check it out. What if they don't? What if they don't butt fuck them? What if, you know?
It's in Lawrence, and game day's there. That's going to be the most hype that crowd's ever been, ever.
Game day's there this weekend?
Game day's going to Lawrence.
Gross.
It's a ranked matchup.
I mean, at least there's not going to be any hills to drive up and down.
No, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, man, they didn't look good. They looked really bad. And like, essentially, this was the first competent team they've played all year. I thought their win against Houston was impressive at the time. Like, genuinely, I did. Houston's fucking a mess. Like, they are awful.
Yeah.
And West Virginia is just not good. So they don't. I mean, it's a road win at West Virginia. That's fine. That's still, they're still impressive with that. Also, nothing's impressive about the Houston win anymore.
Two giant jobs open for Leopold to maybe jump ship. You got Nebraska. You got Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Now.
Yeah. Chris is out in Wisconsin.
And Leopold, I believe, was like a offensive assistant for Wisconsin at one point.
Yeah. The Wisconsin fans over the weekend were calling for him to be their head coach. So,
and look, if I have to endure Kansas getting like a middling bowl game and maybe being ranked for like a week or two to then have their entire program re-collapse after Leipold gets hired away, fine. Fine. Okay.
I think there's a... So on this Alabama-Tennessee game, there's a bet to be made here. This is an opportunity for some redemption for you.
Oof. Are you asking me to take that without the points?
I took straight up because I'm not a coward.
Spread was 6. I mean, it wasn't like it was a monster.
This is going to be a close spread, I think.
You think so?
At Knoxville, I don't think Tennessee's going to lose. Well,
it's got to be the night game, right?
It
says TBD now, but it'll be the night game.
Yeah.
Unless Tennessee loses this week.
No, it won't be the night game.
Who are they playing this week?
It won't be the night game.
Oh, it's the SEC game.
It'll be the CBS game of the week, probably.
No, there was a fuck, I just saw this upcoming week. There is a night game. It's the primetime game. I believe it is Alabama A&M is the primetime game this weekend.
Maybe this weekend, but next weekend I'm saying CBS is 100%.
No, the Alabama A&M game is CBS at 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
Oh, so they have
7 p.m. our time, 8 there. So.
We'll see.
Yeah, whatever.
Either way, he's right. He did take the money line.
But it was -6. Okay, I have a feeling this spread
but before
is going
to be... actually saw the line, you were like, this will be like a 14-point, 21-point spread.
We'll play the tape back.
I don't care what it was.
So what's the bet?
I'm not the one with the blonde hair here.
Yeah. So what's the bet?
We got to see if Bryce Young is playing. If he's playing,
if Bama loses, different story. Tennessee, I'll dye my beard.
What color is that going to be?
The same color.
I want to see purple. I want to see a nice purple out of you.
Why purple?
I want to see full Antifa member. It's usually blonde hair, purple beard, and it's, mixed.
You could go Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Orange, just orange it up and then green face.
Yeah.
Is green face legal?
We talked about green face last night.
Yeah, don't steal our culture, actually.
If you celebrate Halloween, you are performing green face. The Celtics invented Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of my culture
being appropriated.
Yeah.
The whites.
So if you celebrate Halloween, you are stealing Irish culture.
My heritage is not your costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're putting on green face.
It sure isn't. But your college is not our college, thank God. That fucking Missouri-Georgia game was the worst. I mean, just the absolute worst.
In what way?
Everyone tuned in. You guys had the lead. You're up by fucking 10 points.
Nobody tuned in originally. No. They tuned in because they saw the score. 100%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. We all tuned in for the fourth quarter, only to have our hopes and dreams ripped from us. I don't think I've ever seen a team that just looked physically scared and tried to hide in the middle of a fucking game.
I mean,
and that's
if there
exactly
was
what
ever
happened.
A live betting opportunity, it was Georgia
was
down
there,
10.
Was there any point that you thought that Georgia wasn't going to win this game?
No.
Well, they were getting rocked because they were. They looked like dog shit for 3.5 quarters. And I thought, all right, maybe this is the one time. Maybe Bob's and Giorgio's school will finally be discussed amongst the people throughout America, and then it was awful.
They're in the SEC championship 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
But within a decade
we have more SEC championship game appearances than literally 50% of the SEC, and we've been in the SEC for 10 years.
So why have you guys been so terrible?
Pinkle resigned suddenly the same year the protests happened.
Poop swastika.
We had to hire Barry Odom, our defensive coordinator, because no one wanted the job. He was not ready for it.
It's not a good head coach.
Not a good head coach.
Clearly not a good defensive coordinator either.
He's getting worse, apparently. And then we finally made, I think, a good hire in Drinkwitz. Remains to be seen. Our argument against him is what you're complaining about, that he gets tight late
scared
in games, gets gets conservative.
He's a baby back bitch.
Yeah, which is fair. But he, you know, I mean, we're still on the right track. I'm not worried about the program right now. Like this, that would have been, I'm more upset about the Auburn loss last week than I am about this. This was just like, wow, I can't believe they came out and played so well.
The only reason they were even close to beating Georgia was because of this stupid kicker. That's like a fucking bowling ball.
Harrison Meavis.
Yeah. Big boy.
Yeah.
He's big boy the new Sebastian Janikowski.
Sure is.
He's got a fucking huge leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has late career Janikowski's body already. Yeah. At 22. And it's awesome.
That's where you want
like that. Harrison Meeves is going to be an NFL kicker. 100%.
Do you remember that Penn State kicker that always used to try to spear people in the kickoff and then somebody fucked his ass up?
Yeah.
He's really funny.
That fucking Mizzou kicker is built like a bullfrog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, I was watching that game and I the whole time I was just like, this is funny. Like, I at no point was I like, come on, man.
I was screaming at the TV. I had no money on it either.
I was just like, this is funny. Like, I hope we win, but this is just funny. And it pretty much confirmed everything I thought about the Missouri team. Defense, pretty fucking good. Skill position players, good. Running backs, very good. Quarterback, terrible. I love Brady Cook. He's a sweet guy, but like, we just need a better quarterback. I feel bad talking shit on him. Like
sweet
he's from
guy.
St. Louis. He went to like my rival high school, and he was like grew up a Mizzou fan. Like the only person on earth who grew up.
So
a
who
Mizzou
gives
fan
a shit?
Yeah.
He stinks.
He's terrible. I just don't want to yell at a 21-year-old.
No, you can. You can. But he fucking stinks.
It's fine, dude. It's fucking Georgia. They should have won by the spread was 30. And by the way, this is exactly what I told you would happen if we didn't turn the ball over. They weren't going to cover because our defense is good enough to fuck with them. And we did. We got in fucking, Stetson Bennett's face all day. Like, our defensive line was fucking them
up.
I'm
glad you brought that up because last week I asked you guys about this game in Kent State. And you said, they weren't really trying. What's the excuse this week for Georgia?
Oh, the Mizzou played a great game. Like, legitimately, especially on defense, played an incredible fucking game.
It's Stetson Bennett is not good enough. Okay. That's what it is. They were extremely fortunate.
24 of 43. That's
how many times
what he
was. He sacked?
They were in. He was hit a fuck ton. He was only sacked, I think, three or four times, or two or three times, maybe. But like, we were touching him almost every time he drops.
But what would Will Anderson then do to him? Because to me, this is back-to-back weeks that a team has scored 22 points, that are two shitty teams, Kent State and Missouri, that scored 22 points against him and actually showed some fight. I thought Missouri should have won this game, genuinely.
We should have.
Georgia is young.
They are young.
Like, they replaced everyone from last year.
Except for Stetson Bennett, who's the worst player on their team.
Right. And look, for what it's worth, too, there's one, maybe two teams Mizzou gets up for now that were in the SEC and don't really have any rivals anymore, and it's Georgia and sometimes
South Carolina's your rival, too, according to Wikipedia. Right. Yeah.
Georgia's got to know that, too. This is what I was talking about last week on the preview show. Alabama's playing not even a better opponent, although I do think Arkansas is better than Missouri, but they're playing a ranked opponent, and they're probably going to fucking show out for it and score a bunch of points. And if Georgia doesn't do the same, they're going to get flip-flopped. The same thing that happened to Alabama earlier in the season.
Yeah, it's literally the exact same thing.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand. I understand why Missouri got up for this game. I understand that Missouri's got a pretty good defense. What I don't understand is why Georgia wasn't up for this game.
It's a road game, too.
That's
2 weeks in a row. Mizzou, against two shitty teams.
Mizzou should not have scored one fucking point in this game.
Nope.
No.
Not one point.
Look, our kick, maybe a couple 50-yard field goals.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, like, not. They should no touchdown.
How many did he make? He made, like, three, right?
I think he made three over 40.
But, like, how many total?
Four.
Wasn't it,
like, it was we scored one touchdown, yeah, so yeah. What?
He had five field goals.
Five field goals. There you go.
Five field goals.
That's how you give up points. Dude's just booming it from half field.
But his long was 56. I mean, that's not
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
A long
that's
fucking field goal.
You're on the other team's 40. Like, this is Georgia and Missouri's. Our offense is terrible.
I can't remember a college kicker though making a 56 yarder in a long time.
He drills them with regularity, which is why that
Janikowski used to kick it through the uprights of the kickoff every single time.
I know, but that was 25 years ago.
To show people, like, hey, you know what?
Most college kickers can do that, and like through on a kickoff, yeah, because like you don't have to worry about it getting blocked
through the uprights.
Yeah. That's hard. No. I don't see many college kickers doing it either.
Regardless,
every NFL kicker can do that.
Also, one of the field goals that Mevis did make though was on like the fucking 5 yard line because we got it down to the one, had a false start. That's where the game was lost at the end of the first half.
Yep.
False start, and so we ended up we would have been up 20-3 at the half instead. It was what it was. But it wasn't all like deep shots. Like we were pretty effective on offense.
A good receiver.
What?
You have a good receiver.
We have a couple good receivers. Yeah. It really like it's mostly just the quarterback. Like it's. It sucks.
What I loved about this game to me, and the same with the Alabama game, is I don't think we know who's going to win the national championship this year at all. And I would have said way differently 2 weeks ago. But seeing Georgia shit the bed 2 weeks in a row, they're going to get picked off.
No.
Yeah.
Georgia will win the national title.
You want to talk yourself into different teams being in the playoff? Nah.
Look at the end of the season. I'll read off Georgia's schedule here. Now, Auburn, fuck off. Vanderbilt, fuck off. That's fine. But then Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Kentucky. That's four games in a row that are pretty goddamn difficult.
None of those teams are even in the same league as Georgia.
I think Kentucky could give them trouble, although they did lose to Ole Miss. But at Kentucky, at night, at home.
Yeah. That was at Ole Miss. That's the shit out of that game.
That's their last real game of the year. They're not going to fuck around there.
Levis like fumbled the ball twice inside the 20 or whatever at the end of the game.
100%. But also, Kentucky, that's their only loss, right, in the SEC. So they, they're still if Kentucky beats Tennessee, that game would likely have them in contention to go to Atlanta. So that would be a tough game.
Tennessee's on there, Mississippi State's on there, Kentucky. It's a tough road. It's not great. And look, Kent State, 22 points on them. Missouri, 22 points on them. You're going to tell me that fucking Tennessee or Kentucky or Mississippi State or Florida couldn't do that?
I'd be worried about that Tennessee
I will say that, because none of those teams that you just mentioned, well, Kent State may be an aberration, but none of those teams' defense are better than Missouri's. Like, that's the best thing about them is their defense. Their run game's pretty good, but the defense is pretty good. Like, it's the problem with going up against a good defense like that is that your defense ends up on the field more, so they get exposed to more bullshit.
Also, sometimes you have clunkers.
You do. And honestly, like, they're one of... I didn't see the first Georgia turnover because it happened right before I tuned in. It was, like, the first drive. But the second fumble, like, that... Missouri didn't force that. Mm. That was Stetson Bennett tripping over his own dick.
I don't think there's any way that Georgia wins the national title anymore.
I think Georgia is just like the Eagles. They're just... All they need is a quarterback.
Well,
best player in football right now.
That's it.
MVP.
He would be MVP if it ended today, probably.
Today. Yeah. It's a long season. As far as the rest of college goes, we'll see what happens with Alabama if Bryce Young is going to come back. I'm not real sure how Saban's able to get away with this shit. I guess they don't have the same protocol in the NFL, right? Because I thought if you were gambling on it, you had to be honest about the injuries, but I guess you don't really have to, right? Something interesting that I saw, because I watched that entire game, a fuck ton of money on that game and a bunch of parlays as well, was that they actually put the helmet back on him and then had him run out to the field. Did you guys see that at the beginning of the third quarter?
Who are you talking about?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, he was dressed.
He was dressed and came out and like appeared to get on the field. And the announcers were like, oh my gosh, this is shocking. I can't believe he's going to get back out on the field. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they were getting ready for the play to start, he ran off. And then the other guy came back on and they were like, all right. I mean, it was a nice fuck you moment for Saban. But for how long can you hide this injury, I guess?
Who knows? I don't know what the reporting rules are for college, actually.
I don't either.
That's why I'm asking. And to say day-to-day, you could say that about literally any injury forever, as long as you wanted to.
I don't know that it's the same as...
No, like, since they're amateur athletes, I think they can still not report.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the professional side, it's not even for gambling. It's for the competition committee decides that stuff. Like if you can obfuscate...
Oh, it's not for gambling purposes. No. Okay.
It existed long before sports gambling was legal or even... not frowned upon, I guess.
All right. It'll be
but
fun.
You know, Clemson, fun to watch. Clemson's probably going to be in the fucking...
playoff.
Fuck, man.
Ukulele?
They suck.
I know. They're terrible.
They're going to be like Notre Dame a couple years ago against both Alabama or Clemson, whoever they run into. They're just going to get fucking hammered by Georgia or fucking Alabama.
It's going to be a real... It might be a real squishy playoff bracket. Honestly, if there was one year... I wanted to be a dark horse fucking team. This is the year. Yep. Like, honestly.
USC?
Yeah, this is a good year for USC to be good.
Because none of these teams are going to see him until those last games anyways.
Yeah, they're not going to see him at all. Caleb Williams keeps putting up Heisman numbers.
Yeah, but until he doesn't, right? Like, he's going to have a stinker too. And it's going to... Like, they're going to lose a game. Especially in the Pac-12 right now. Pac-12 is not nearly as bad as it's been in previous years. It's like... The floor has been raised in the Pac-12. There's not like a superior team in the Pac-12 or like a great team in the Pac-12, but everyone's pretty good.
The middle's middle and up. It's like Arizona State is awful, and obviously Colorado is like the worst team on earth.
In P5,
yeah.
But then you have Oregon, you have UCLA, you have Washington, it's still solid.
Oregon State. Utah.
Baby. Yeah.
But even with these
Utah's top... Utah's only going to get better.
With these top teams, we all have questions about them, right? So Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. Biggest question for Ohio State is all their wide receivers and running backs have been out for weeks. We haven't seen the starters yet for this team. I mean, look, you got all five stars, so you've seen the guys behind them playing well. This fucking Mayan Williams kid had 189 yards and 5 touchdowns for Ohio State, and he's our backup running back there for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that team is either because we haven't seen all their superstars. That Jackson Smith and Jigma, who was favored for a Heisman, I think he's only played 2 quarters this year, and he's been hurt the rest of the time. So who knows what that team's going to be. Michigan... I still don't think they can figure out their quarterback issue. They look like dog shit, and they're ranked number 4.
Well, Ryan Day is a coward, though. We got to address that.
For what?
Running away from Shiano.
Shiano.
He didn't want that smoke.
Yeah, yeah. Shiano's a big boy. Shiano's a big boy. If you don't know what he's talking about, Ohio State had a fake punt with a 49-10 lead. That was absolutely hilarious, and Rutgers reacted properly. By just fucking drilling him out of bounds after he did it. And I find it to be awesome. But the kid did do it on his own. He read the coverage and took off. I don't blame
him. That's
funny. Yeah.
But yeah, Ohio State's going to be there. They're going to be my national championship pick like it was in the beginning of the season. So
who, Georgia?
No, Ohio State. I picked Ohio State.
Oh, you picked Ohio State? Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, so they're in the mix. USC's in the mix. Clemson's in the mix. But there's going to be a loss here for Georgia, Alabama. Somebody weird is going to be in there.
You're allowed to lose in the SEC. You can still get in.
Yeah.
But if you lose twice, I think Tennessee is going to fuck up one of these, and then one of them is going to lose in the SEC championship, and then it's a 2-loss SEC team.
I think Tennessee is going to end up losing like 3 games.
Yeah, so. Tennessee might not be ranked at the end of the season.
They've got a tough schedule. Could be. We'll find out. The rest of the schedule, look, Utah... Texas A&M, are they out? They got housed by Mississippi State. They're going to be out of the top 25.
Lost to App State.
Oklahoma. This is who I thought this Oklahoma team was going to be. They got fucking butt fucked.
Tried to tell you.
Yep.
55-24.
Well, they don't have any.
I never had any belief in this team. So
from last year, great. They have pretty good players, but none of them have met.
So their quarterback is a fraud.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, when all your team goes to USC and your coach and your what? The coordinator? Was it the offensive coordinator that went there too?
Well, Lebby's there now.
Yeah. So, I mean, shit. No wonder USC is doing well, because that Oklahoma team last year was pretty fucking good. Wake Forest looked great. I had bet a lot of money on them at 13.5. They were getting it. Mm-hmm. And they ended up winning by 10. That was fun. And then Kansas State. Here's the fucking hat for you. All right. I forget your name. I love you. I'm wearing the hat. It's a nice hat. It's purple. Where does Kansas State end up this year? They're 4-1 now.
I don't know.
They lose to Kansas?
They shouldn't. I don't know where that game is, though, this year. The Sunflower. I
don't think that matters.
Showdown or whatever it's called.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like, because it's Sunflower State.
God.
Yeah. I don't know. They'll be,
I don't know, like 9-3.
Yeah, in and out of the top 25. Maybe at the bottom of it, whatever. They should beat Kansas. Like, they, I don't think that K-State's better than Oklahoma State or Baylor.
No.
Well, they play TCU this week, so they're probably not going to be ranked after the, or that's Kansas, sorry.
Yeah, Kansas play, yeah. And, but they won't be after that.
TCU might low-key win the Big 12.
Yeah. TCU, Sonny Dykes is a fucking fun coach, good coach. And
great name.
Yeah, and just fucking, obviously, they murdered Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma doesn't get beat like that, ever.
Whew,
yeah, but they fucking stink.
They
this,
do.
This Tennessee spread against LSU is already out. -2.5 for Tennessee. That's real low, in my opinion.
Kind of love LSU there.
I don't like LSU at all. Wow.
The line says it all.
That's 11 a.m. game, too, man. Those 11 a.m. games are fucking tricky, dude.
That's not a very far drive, though, is it?
Knoxville.
To Baton Rouge.
No, not at all. It's just a hard place to play. We've been there.
You got to go through Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go through Arkansas.
It's got to be at least 8 hours, right?
Yeah, so it's probably a longer drive than you think.
But they fucked him with that early start time, because that's 11 a.m. for those guys.
It's almost 10 hours.
Yeah, almost 10 hours.
Yeah. Looking at the rest of the schedule here, Auburn, Georgia, that is -29.5.
Yeesh. Stay away. Georgia's not covering 29.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Utah, UCLA, you'll be able to find out who UCLA is. The rest of the schedule is...
It's just good to have Chip back.
Yeah.
I like Chip in the mix.
This matchup between A&M and Alabama was supposed to be huge. It's not anymore. Spread's going to be 24 in that game. You can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code spread. Drinking Bros. It is. We'll double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle and go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros and double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I have... And I won a lot of money this weekend. We'll switch over to the NFL. We got a Monday night game here tonight. It is the Rams against the 49ers. It is Rams +1.5. Obviously, on the other show, I've already gone all in on the Rams tonight at +1.5.
I saw two.
It could be up to two.
Yeah.
When I got it this morning, it was +1.5. We'll start with you, D'Anthony. Who do you got in tonight's game?
I already took it. I teased it in another thing with...
The over-under?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
I've got Rams +8.
Okay. And did you take the over and then drive it down?
No, I didn't fuck with the over.
Okay.
I don't know how to read it on this one.
Got it. It's tough because I don't know if 49ers can score at all. It's a weird fucking team right now. Delco, who do you got? This is at San Fran or so Santa Clara.
My stone cold lock of the century, of the year, of the week, of the day.
Okay.
San Francisco. -2.
All right. Well, they're +2, so you're getting the points.
No,
right?
They're minus two. They're -2.
What's up, dude? You think San Francisco's going to win? Why?
That line.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that tells me
everything I need to know.
The Rams offensive line has not been great, and I think Stafford might be a little dicked up, too.
Okay.
49ers are going to show up, and they're going to beat the Rams by, like, a touchdown.
It's possible. Yeah. I think Stafford might be coming to the end of his career at this point. Like, these injuries are starting. Like, you can't play a full season with a fucking broken back and just expect it's going to go well for you in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like it's starting to catch up with him.
Man, it's so... So, here's my dilemma here, too, because I'm looking at this over-under. It's down to 42 right now. I could drive that down to 35 and then jack this up at San Fran plus 9. Fuck. I don't know if they're going to score, but I've already bet. Who do you got, Bob?
I think the Niners win. The Niners are always give the Rams problems. Always way tighter than
give them
the be.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I and also like the fuck have the Rams done so far? Got shit fucking shithoused by the Bills and then barely beat two like mediocre
teams. And this is one of those games where Shanahan ups his game because he always hates when McVay gets kind of like the offensive genius credit.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll find out tonight. I'm taking the Rams in this one plus the points. Let's get to Tua on the Thursday night game. Obviously, our recap show is now, and then our NFL show is usually Wednesday or Thursday, so we didn't get to chat about this. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen on a football field. When somebody's fingers curl up like that.
The fencing position?
Fencing.
Is that
pose.
What it's called?
Fencing, yeah, like stabbing.
Oh,
fencing.
Gotcha.
It's like... All right. Yeah. Remember Ben Askren? Same thing happened to him when he got kneed in the face by Masvidal.
Yeah,
Like your body gets rigid and your like arms stick out like that.
You know a lot about concussions. So two violent ones within 4 days. Does he ever play again? And yes, I'm being serious when I say that.
If I were his doctor, I would tell him not to.
And why is that? Can you explain to the audience how bad back-to-back concussions like that are?
So brain injuries compound, right? So if you hit yourself in the arm and you hit yourself again, the bruise is going to get bigger, mm-hmm. but it's going to take around the same amount of time to heal unless you damage tissue that's deeper inside of it. The brain's not like that. The brain is the motor that makes all of this run. So when it takes trauma, it assesses things like, okay, cool. Should I not be sending information to that part of the brain because it's not functioning properly right now? It's basically like an evolutionary trait to make sure that you can stay alive and competent as long as possible. It feeds into like fight or flight stuff in your amygdala where your brain will sense danger and shift all of its energy to your amygdala, right? And then pump adrenaline in there to make it go even faster. It also does the inverse of that, which is when something's not behaving appropriately, it'll stop sending energy there because it's a waste. And that's what happens in these situations. It senses that there's been trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So stop sending that kind of energy and start trying to heal it. And then when it gets immediate trauma right afterwards, your brain thinks, oh, the trauma's not over yet. So it's not time to start the healing. And then it kind of lapses into a pattern of expecting constant trauma and it never heals. And that part of your brain just dies. So, yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't know what... Like, I understand that the league has fired this guy now that was their independent fucking concussion specialist or whatever the hell he was. But everybody in America watched Tua get hit last week and watched him stand up and stumble, take a couple of steps and stumble again and have to be fucking helped off the field, basically, mm-hmm. or helped back to the huddle. That is obviously a concussion. It can't be anything else. Nothing else will make your fucking knee buckle like that. Like you don't have a fucking high back injury and your nerve gets hit in the top of your back and your fucking knees buckle like that. No, it's a neurological thing when that happens. Everybody knew what happened and they put him back out there. And the second hit in this past game wasn't even as bad. But it's just like, remember the end of Chuck Liddell's career.
Yeah.
After he got multiple concussions, you would just tap him on the face and he would go out, mm-hmm. right? Because your brain just doesn't know it's time to heal yet. So that's what's happened to this dude. And frankly, he definitely shouldn't play anymore this season. And if he I would be shocked if he came back this season. Like they put him on the injury report. He's not on like the PUP or anything.
Right.
They put him on the injury report for being out this week.
Right.
But he's not on the physically unable to perform list for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
I don't either. And the other question I had, because I had a bunch of blood work done on Friday and a bunch of tests done and all this shit. I asked my doctor when I was there, because the strange thing I thought when I saw the after interview, it was that Friday morning, and they asked the coach, they were like, they let him get on the team plane. And they were like, well, what was he like? He was like, oh, we watched MacGruber, and he was laughing, and he was totally normal. And I asked my doctor, I said, hey, should you even get on a plane after an injury, a head injury that bad? And he goes, not in 1 million goddamn years. Like,
yeah, I mean,
if he's laughing, that's sketchy.
If he's laughing at MacGruber.
Greatest movie of all time.
Clear signs that he has
that movie is terrible.
Come on. Yeah. That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
It's not.
MacGruber?
It's really bad.
That is nuts, dude.
That's one of the few, like, campy tongue-in-cheek comedies that I've ever just turned off and walked out.
Wow, dude, that is
so bad.
That, you're the only one.
I'm not.
Delco, are you in that camp
completely
too?
Completely crapped out in the box office. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not a very good movie, no.
Boy. Bob?
It makes me laugh a lot, but it's like an episode of Family Guy, right? Like, if you watch it from start to finish, it's kind of terrible, but if you catch the clips, it's like really funny,
man.
So
can all burn in hell.
Not a great film, but hilarious, like filled with hilarious
great
moments.
Film. They made a TV series afterwards,
which was even worse than the film.
Equally as good. There was a reason why Neo decided to do it. Was he Lawrence? Was it Lawrence Fishburne? Was he what? Neo? What was the Matrix?
Morpheus.
That's it. Yeah, he's in it. He's in it. Rest of the NFL, Tua is dead, by the way, they're reporting, so we'll see what happens with him. Vikings Saints. Now, I shit all over this game last week, and I said this should never exist in this world and everything else, and it turned out to be one of the greatest games of the weekend. And I laughed my ass off because we had another double doink in this one. I don't know if you guys had it on in the background Sunday morning, but it was entertaining.
This just shows you how bad the Vikings are. They should have won this game by like 14 fucking points.
Yes.
The Saints are terrible.
They're
fine.
Jameis Winston is awful.
It's the NFL, man. Every team is going to keep it within one score. It just happens all the time.
Jameis Winston is awful.
He didn't play.
Exactly. They're better without him. And I think that's why they actually showed signs of life. I hopefully the rest of the year between Dalton and Taysom Hill, like, let's go.
Nah, we're all good with Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill's been
Good with Winston.
Taysom Hill's been playing like a Debo Samuel but tight end version.
Right.
Like, he's running the ball a lot now.
It's interesting, but
like the last couple of years they've been like, oh, let's fucking use him at quarterback or whatever. Like,
$1 billion.
Yeah, that was stupid, but use him the way he's effective. And fantasy owners are extremely angry that homeboy didn't play Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Because they didn't release that information until the morning. He wasn't even on the doubtful list or anything.
Dude. Yeah.
They just didn't play
My boy him. Latavius Murray, though, getting that tutty.
That fucking, those 8:30, was it 8:30
a.m.? It was 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Yeah. London games. Fucks everybody in fantasy because nobody's up to try to change your lineup. I got fucked on Michael Thomas and that. I lost one of my leagues because of that bullshit. Like,
rightfully so.
I hate that. And there's going to be another one this week. Did you see that?
Good.
Another fucking London game this week.
They should just play it on like an aircraft carrier.
Why not?
Out in international waters.
That way you can murder people.
Why not?
Yeah, you can let Tua play as long as you want once you get out to international waters.
Out there. You know, there was another
day-to-day.
There was another medical situation this week.
Which one?
JJ Watt.
Oh yeah.
So on Thursday he was having an arrhythmia, AFib, right?
Yeah.
So you go in and they shock your fucking heart back into rhythm. That's what an AED actually does. It doesn't start a stopped heart. It fucking fixes your heartbeat.
Yep.
And then he played on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I could see JJ Watt going out kind of like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's going to go out on the field.
Just die on the field.
Oh, yeah. You think he's trying to?
Although, does he die in The Wrestler?
No, he doesn't die
in The Wrestler. They kind of cut the black there.
Yeah. It's like he gets out of there. Yeah, he gets out of there. Cowboys won again. Don't really know how. Cooper Rush is undefeated.
I told you.
Here's the thing.
Dude doesn't lose.
He's better than
he was 15 for 27. Let's calm down.
Well, 12-2 as a starter.
Yeah, but the Commanders, they started off pretty good, but that's all they've got. You know what I mean? Like they have to be able to run the ball because Carson Wentz can't do it. Luckily, the dude that got shot, Brian Robinson's coming back this week.
Is he?
So that might help them. Yeah.
All right.
Just a couple flesh wounds.
You remember him from Alabama last year?
Oh, yeah,
he's really fucking good.
He was doing drills like 3 weeks after he got shot.
Yeah.
He was going to be the starting running back for Washington, and then
he got shot. He will be now.
I think so.
And that might change things. But I mean, when you like Scary Terry's on my fantasy team, I'm moving him out of the starting lineup until they fix this shit because he's getting like 4 or 5 targets a game tops.
Yeah, it's strange. You know
what I mean? Because Carson Wentz can't get in the fucking ball.
Can't do anything.
Talk about the best game of the weekend.
Who you got?
Lions Seahawks.
I was just going to bring it up. Jared Goff, fantasy wise, dude, I've picked him up in 3 leagues now. He is a top 2 quarterback in fantasy football.
That has to be infuriating if you're somehow a Detroit Lion fan. You can't stop anyone.
No.
Not a single.
He threw for 378 and 4 touchdowns, and they lost.
What did Geno Smith throw?
They lost. Geno was up there, too, man. Because I was I had the game on in the background, and Geno ended up with 320 for two touchdowns in that game.
And they ran all over him. Like, the Lions can't stop
Geno. Oh, Rashad Penny had 151 yards rushing. Geno, I mean, that was fucking nuts.
Geno had 50 yards rushing and another touchdown over there, too. So he had three TDs total.
Imagine scoring 45 points in an NFL game and losing.
And losing.
To the Seahawks.
Yeah.
To Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Or any implant information there. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah, and then
I've got Jamal Williams on my fucking fantasy team, and that dude's been crushing me all year.
Dude, he's been amazing. If you have him, you're probably winning right now. Next up is that Giants game. So a lot of people, ESPN, Fox, all those guys are asking if the NFC East is the best division.
A lot of people are saying that.
It is not. It is, in my opinion, it is still Philadelphia and then everyone else. I know the Giants are 3-1, but this is a fucking dog shit football team. They beat the Bears.
Saquon Barkley is...
He's back.
Playing football.
He sure is. He's in a contract here, so he needs it.
Just like the Eagles, they're just a quarterback away from having a good team.
I almost got backdoored on my teaser. I had Bears plus 9, and they had that field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And doinked it. I'm like, oh, thank God. Just a meaningless fucking field goal.
Eagles, look, that game was wild because it was 14-0. Trevor Lawrence got up real quick, and you were like, oh, shit. Yeah,
Dougie P.
Same thing happened again as last week. They scored 20 in the second quarter. What is it about the Eagles scoring in the second quarter?
It's not that. It's like fucking Peterson is smarter offensively than most of the other coaches. He can get you for a couple early, but then it's over after that once because they don't have the talent there to do anything. That's how it is. And then a team as good as the Eagles are going to catch up. Maybe, they can fucking.
Sirianni's actually good at making adjustments.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think most, especially defensive coordinators in the NFL, are pretty good at making adjustments. Otherwise, you don't keep that job for very long.
Yeah.
Well, he's not defensive.
No, I'm saying, like, from Philly's standpoint, they pretty much locked it down. There was one meaningless touchdown for the Jags later, but. They pretty much locked that shit down afterwards.
And I will say this. If you're an Eagles fan out there, it's got to be promising because Hurts didn't look that great on Saturday or Sunday. Running backs, I mean, Miles Sanders had what? Shit.
134.
Yeah, 134 and two touchdowns. That's a promising sign to me, for real. Like, if your quarterback's having an off day and the fact that you can run the ball and score – that's great news for the Eagles because you have two of the top wide receivers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You got A.J. Brown and you got Devonta Smith. I have Devonta Smith on a fantasy. Wasn't stoked because he got nothing in this fucking game. But if you're an Eagles fan, you got to be amped. You're 4-0. Hurts didn't look that great. And your run game came through. 27 carries for Miles Sanders.
Also, the Jags might be good.
They're not bad.
Their defense is pretty good.
They're not bad.
The offense, they don't have weapons. But
Lawrence is good.
Yeah, Lawrence is good.
Lawrence is good. Their running back is good. That Robinson kid is good. ATN is in the mix now. I don't know. Signing Christian Kirk to $80 million probably wasn't the best move. But
no, he's a fucking mid-tier receiver. That was a huge mistake.
Yeah, I agree. Bills came back and beat the Ravens. Lamar Jackson was a horrible interception at the end of that game. Basically gave the game away at the end, but that's kind of what he does. Chargers are back. Herbert looks like nothing ever happened to his rib cage for some reason. That was a strange one.
The key for him was not hurting his brain. Come back a lot quicker when you keep the brain intact.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They kind of gave it up at the end, though. Texans came back.
Yeah, Texans scored 10 in the fourth. Yeah, they made it close, but at one point it was 20. I think it was 27-7 at halftime.
Yeah, Texans covered, though.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the Texans have been feisty this year. Not good. But they've been feisty.
Yeah, they're winless.
Yeah.
They're still winless.
But they've been annoying.
All they do is cover.
What they do is Lovie just wants you, like, they play so hard for Lovie. Like, they're not good. They're awful.
Yeah.
But Lovie's probably not even a good coach, but they love him. And so they play really hard for him.
Yeah.
And it's just enough to make them annoying.
Packers games. You guys watched the Packers game? I did.
I watched a little bit when Bailey Zapp came in.
Yeah, that was your boy. You guys were rooting for him.
Yeah.
It took two injuries to get there, but he was in. He's probably their best option on that fucking team. He looked better than Mac Jones.
Well, he is the most accomplished quarterback in college football history.
Yes. Right.
Let Bailey Zapp fucking sling it.
This might be the fucking Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady moment, not Dallas.
People are posting that.
Yeah, where he takes over. I think he takes over, for real. I think he's the quarterback of this team.
I mean, the Packers have one of the top defenses in all of football. There's no question about that. And they got towards the end, they started getting to him more, but he, in a very shitty situation, kept pace with Aaron Rodgers, which is not easy to do.
No, Aaron Rodgers didn't look great again. Thank God I don't have to hear this from Packers fans anymore. I told you guys we were a fucking running team. You have no wide receivers on this fucking team. Rodgers looked like dog shit in the first half.
Yeah, but in the second half,
27 yards.
In the second half, he looked good.
Ish.
Except for, I think he threw a pick then, but that he completed two passes to Lazard that were fucking legit. Right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, well, Lazard made an unbelievable diving catch.
Two on either side of the field. The other one, he just put it right in his hands.
Right. The diving catch though was amazing.
The diving catch on the right side was really good, but you could still tell that the Packers' offensive line is fucking bullshit. Even with Aaron Jones running for over 100 yards, they still can't keep Aaron Rodgers upright. Like every single fucking play. I've never, in the history of watching Aaron Rodgers play football, I've never seen him this hurried on every single play.
And he said after the game that you can't win like this.
No, of course you can't fucking win.
Well, maybe he should start to visualize a little better.
Maybe Aubrey Marcus and his wife weren't at the game.
Team Ayahuasca retreat.
Yeah, they are 3-1. So they're still in the mix.
Yeah, no, they always do that. It's just another year with Aaron Rodgers where they're going to win like fucking 11 games.
They'll get to like the conference championship.
Yeah, and lose.
Yeah, I agree.
And not because of Aaron Rodgers. Like, he'll take the lead. There'll be like 3 minutes left in the game and the defense will blow it.
Yeah.
Because if you look back at Aaron Rodgers' postseason like career, he is never the reason they lose.
Yeah, ever.
By the way, I bet the house on the Raiders and they came through. Russell Wilson, man, he looks like shit. What's the story there? There was some Broncos fans in the chat on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Private group, anybody can join. Just don't be an asshole there. Who were talking about how shitty the wide receivers are. But they've got Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. They're like, that's not terrible. I just don't think Russell Wilson's that fucking good. He only had 237. And they're not really scoring with
their
fucking
offense.
Their run
game has been exceptionally bad this entire season.
Yeah, who is their running back? Because I saw Melvin Gordon somewhere else.
No, he's still there.
Oh, is he? Did he come back?
He had 3 carries for 8 yards.
I mean, it's a shittily coached team.
Javonte Williams.
Yeah, Hackett might be the worst coach in the NFL.
Like, it's a really, really badly coached team. The GM, owner, whatever, I don't know, LA president of operations, terrible at running the team.
Not only do they not like Russell Wilson, they don't respect Russell Wilson as like a man, not as like a football player. The rest of his teammates.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So like, that's kind of hard to play for.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you get up for a guy? Like, if you're an offensive lineman and you hate Russell Wilson, how are you going to protect that man?
I agree, man. He's so fucking corny. I just don't understand. Even some of his former teammates, they were asking them anonymously. I don't know if you read this.
Yeah, remember the fight he got in?
Yeah.
Seahawks locker room.
Yep.
Was that a? Fuck, who was that?
Wait, what happened?
Who was the receiver that fought Russell Wilson in the locker room?
I don't know. I don't know the story.
For the Seahawks.
Look it up real quick.
It wasn't Lockett.
It wasn't Metcalf.
But most of the players, by the way, said that in the huddle, in the pregame speeches, and during the game and all that shit, he's pretty fucking corny. Not a huge shock there at all. It's a shock that he almost won 2 Super Bowls. All he had to do was hand off the ball. And he'd be a 2-time Super Bowl champion.
Thank God he's not. I never liked the Russell Wilson hype. Like, me neither. Just like, he did some exciting stuff, but like, his numbers were never that crazy, were they? Like,
he was mediocre in college too.
Let him cook.
Yeah, let him cook. Let Russ cook. Last game of the night last night was a blast. When the Chiefs play and really fucking play and try hard,
they're the most fun team in the NFL.
Yes, and it's not even fucking close, dude. Fuck, dude, it was awesome watching that last night. Just a great football team that could destroy everyone if they decide to play like that on a week-to-week basis. They're 3-1 in the week that they decided to take off. That was their loss, and Brady had no fucking answers. He had a great game, too. He had 385 and 3 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him, dude. Chiefs couldn't. The Buccaneers defense couldn't stop anybody on that fucking team. The jump pass, the spin moves, all the shit. That's the guy you want to be the face of the NFL. I just wish they'd play like that every single game.
Pat Mahomes is the most exciting NFL player I've ever watched.
Michael Vick. Michael Vick was mine.
Bo Jackson, man.
Didn't someone in Kansas City just write a fucking hit piece on Mahomes?
They did, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
It just came out, and his wife responded to it.
Just saying
and
that
said,
he's
this
selfish.
Is fucking trash.
Yeah.
And that he's selfish and everything else. It's like, no, the fuck he's not.
Why would you ever run that?
I don't
in
know.
The city of Kansas City.
It's the KC Star, by the way. That's the name of the newspaper who ran that story.
And the headline is literally Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes cares only about himself. Jesus Christ.
You guys didn't hear about that? Are you
trying to get murdered in this fucking city? Like, I would lose my fucking mind.
His wife lost her mind.
Yeah, she lost her mind a very long time ago.
Okay.
It's an op-ed piece.
No, it's not. It's a letter to the editor.
Oh.
This is just some fucking dummy at
home.
Why
post it? Yeah, why print that?
This is a tweet that they published, essentially.
Yeah, why print it, though, if you're the KC star? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's really fun to me how his wife is chiming in on it. Why don't you just shut the fuck up there, love? Nobody wants to hear anything. The only thing you're famous for is getting fucked.
I am only here for Brittany Mahomes.
No.
Yeah. Dude, fuck this.
How much better has the NFL season been this year without that stupid cunt brother of his?
I think he got banished, right?
Yeah, he did.
Like, don't you think that's what went on behind the scenes?
Like, paid off.
Get this fucking kid out of here? Yeah. That's what it feels like. Well, we'll swap on over to baseball. The Atlanta Braves this weekend. Chop on. Swept the Mets. One win or a Mets loss, and we will win the division for the fifth straight year. How were the Braves able to turn it on? You guys host Tomahawks on the network. How were the Braves able to turn it on the second half?
Because they're better. A lot better. Like, the Mets had good flashes earlier in the season, but this Braves team is exceptional in every way that a baseball team can be.
It's insane. Like, there's no weaknesses on the
team. And the Braves are afraid of the Phillies, so that's why they wanted to avoid them in the first round.
Are the Phillies in it? Are they going to make it?
The Phillies are the same as the Braves.
They'll clinch today, probably, or tomorrow. But my opinion, I mean, obviously, it's the team I follow the most, so I know the most about them, but it's not the only team I follow. I follow the Astros as well. The Astros aren't even in the same league as the Braves.
Okay.
Like, we'll see how Verlander comes out in the playoffs. If he comes out sharp, then that might make a difference. He's been sharp all season, but he's almost 40 now, right?
I haven't seen an ERA under 2 for a full season like this in a long time.
Under 3.
Was it under 3?
Yeah, he's a 290 something, I think.
Baseball's weird, though. If it's all talent, the Dodgers would have won like 10 straight World Series.
Look, and that's what we said last year when the Braves had 88, or, you know, on a 80 something win pace.
I didn't think the Braves would win last year,
You just got to punch your fucking ticket. That's literally it. I
thought Verlander was at 195. See what he's
at. It's at 180,
180,
I haven't seen anybody like that in years.
Well, there's a couple of guys. Who else? I guess Urias was the other one. He's out now. He's at 220 or 212. But yeah, he's had a great year, but he's old.
Yep.
And we'll see. I mean, they gave him a rest earlier. They put him on the IL for some unknown injury just to give him 2 weeks off, basically. Like, about that was about a month ago, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to win the Cy Young, though.
Easily.
You would think so.
And honestly, like, the biggest thing with this Braves team that I was kind of just curious about, they've already won a World Series, so it's not like they can't show up or anything like that. But, man, like, it's baseball at the end in games like that and in the postseason, it's really fucking crazy because anyone can win. Weird stuff can happen. These dudes just went out there and were like, we're going to win these three games. Mm-hmm. Fuck this. And that, along with the fact that they're super deep and all that stuff, they still, depth is fine and talent is fine, but you still have to beat DeGrom and Scherzer. Like, those are literally the two best pitchers they will see for the rest of the year unless they fucking play the Mets again. Yeah. No one else has pitching like that. And honestly, like, dude, like, shout out to Brian Snitker. Like, just that team was ready to fucking go. They essentially did like what a football team does, which is what a baseball, very difficult for a baseball team to do, which is just enforce its will, right? Like, they dictated everything. It didn't matter. I mean, and they knew that they weren't gonna, you're not gonna get rallies against, especially those first two guys. Bassett's another story, but like, so they went up there, they went pitch hunting, they looked for home runs to hit, and they fucking hit home runs.
Is that a New Jersey?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Proud of you, Bobby.
Every year when the Braves are in a pennant chase, I buy myself a little rally gift.
Yeah, chop on.
Yeah, but it's like still Verlander pretty good against the Braves, but the rest of that staff, we saw it in the World Series last year. Like Framber Valdez, they fucking destroy that.
They lit him up.
McCullers. During the regular season, they usually hit him really well. He's their second best pitcher.
Mm-hmm. We didn't face him last
year. He was out last year. Yeah. He got hurt in the divisional round, I think.
No, in the LCS.
He pitched in the LCS, yeah. So he got hurt. but I'm not worried about this pitching staff. Who's at the? All.
They do have. Is it? I think it's Christian Javier.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He's pretty good in the regular season, right? But I'm not. That doesn't bother me.
I wanted to ask you guys a question because I've been following Aaron Judge. Obviously, we talked about it earlier on the other show. We're going to go to his last game to try to catch his last home run and be millionaires instantly in our hands.
I'll offer you $20. That's all it's worth. Fuck that ball. It's not the record. It's not the record.
It is. It is the record. Steroids don't count. It's like a bubble ring.
They count.
Nah, sure don't.
You're going to have to get rid of a lot of records in sports then. A lot of records.
Clean them out. Serena Williams, clean it out. Get it all out of there. It's gone. It's all gone.
Who's your greatest cyclist of all time?
Yes, fucking. I. You know what?
Before cycling's the one sport where everyone does steroids. Like everyone. Does oh, everyone. It, so but, at least it's
even before that. Did you know any cyclist before Lance Armstrong? I didn't.
No, Lance is the GOAT.
But do you ever hear about, like, I don't know anybody from that.
No, I don't know if you can say somebody's the GOAT when they're the only one of something you know.
Yeah, he's not the GOAT. He's the oat. Only of all time.
Yeah.
Only, yeah.
No, he's
yeah.
the GOAT.
But serious question here. The interesting part about the Braves team, they only have one hitter over 300 on that whole lineup. I don't remember seeing it.
What a bunch of.
That doesn't matter because they also, I think, like, they've got like 10 dudes with double digit home runs.
They have eight dudes in their everyday lineup with 15 or more home runs.
Okay.
Yeah. They also hit, I think as a team, they hit like 270 with runners in scoring position and two outs.
They so are things, very good at locking things
like that matter.
Okay. Right?
It's ultimately the game's about execution when it matters. You know what I mean? All things being, that's when we have these metrics like wins above replacement or PER and whatever the fuck. It's like, all right, what would an average person do? Okay, how much more than average can you do? And it's not just about garbage time stats. Like you're not going to see the Braves beating teams 15-0, but you'll see them win every fucking 4-2 game because they have a great bullpen. They have great closer sometimes.
Yeah, he was great this series for two of the games.
As long as his cutter's moving, it's for whatever reason, it's hard to hit the guy.
Yeah. Who do you finish with?
Kenley Jansen.
No, who do you finish with for the season?
His wife. Oh, yeah, you have the Braves winning all?
No, regular season.
We play the Marlins. Series?
Oh, yeah. They're going to sweep you.
They shut Alcantara down, actually.
Yeah, Alcantara's not pitching in the series, thankfully.
But the reason I want to ask you guys about the 300 thing is because of Aaron Judge and him chasing the Triple Crown. When I looked up his numbers, he was hitting 314, and he was leading the American League.
There's only 12 people in all of baseball hitting 300 right now.
Why? That is what I couldn't figure out.
Well, first off, some years that just happens.
Yeah. Analytics.
There are, I mean, it is.
The shift hurts.
The shift hurt kills batting average.
Well, that's going to be illegal, right?
Yeah, next year, yeah.
Next year. But also, like, if you look back even in, like, the 30s, 40s, 20s, some years they'll be, like, the NL batting champ will have, like, a 314 average. Mm. And some years they'll have, like, a 370 average. Mm. So that kind of depends.
I guess we were just spoiled as a kid because Tony Gwynn hit fucking 390 every year, and you were just like, all right.
Dink him one through the fucking gap.
Right. That's the thing, though. Tony Gwynn would just slap little singles, and then his fat ass would rumble to first base. So he was great at doing that, and it takes a lot of talent. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but, that's not going to kill you.
Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
He's dead, Bob.
I guess if...
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
It in fact, did kill him.
It did, yeah.
No, I think that was the mouth cancer.
That's what it says on the death certificate, but I think
it's
what
really killed him is he didn't have what enough Bob power. Said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If he didn't have power. The power to overcome mouth cancer.
Oh, this is dark. Who do you got win it all? Still the Braves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob?
The only team, look, obviously anyone can win, punch your ticket, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
The only team I look at and I'm like, all right, that is going to be a real matchup problem or whatever is the Dodgers. That team is also exceedingly good at everything. Gonsolin is pitching tonight, I think. So Gonsolin's back. I don't know what Dustin May's situation is, but Urias is... elite. So they've got Urias, Kershaw, Gonsolin's what their top three probably so that's a tough team. And then you got, maybe Freddie's Revenge or something like that. There's no one in the American League that scares me. Not that they couldn't lose to an American League team, but there's no one in the American League that scares me. The only two teams, the Dodgers are the only team I'm like really afraid of. And then the other team where I'm like, something fucked up could happen there is the Cardinals. A lot of devil magic, Pujols and Molina's last season, all that shit. That's your first round opponent.
By the way, Albert hits 702 yesterday.
Yep.
In his last home game.
Yep.
So he's doing well. And they get a shot.
The Cardinals.
It's Wainwright last year.
Shittier.
Maybe.
Yeah, shittier Cardinals teams have won last year.
Nah. Yeah.
We need revenge on the Cardinals.
I hope you get it. I would rather play the Phillies in the second round.
That is when I stopped paying attention to baseball, is when Ryan Howard tore his ACL running to first base.
The entire Phillies.
It blew his meniscus, whatever the fuck
that was. That was a sad injury.
The entire Phillies franchise died that night.
It did.
For a decade. That was it. It just dissipated.
It's like, this is the time you're going to try to run it out at first base, Ryan? Right.
That's the one
time. It's the last out of the fucking game.
Yeah, but he was nowhere close.
But there's no reason to run. It was the last out of the game. Who gives a shit?
Do you think getting out-dueled by Chris Carpenter was the last thing Roy Halladay thought about when his plane hit the water?
You got to think. Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the Dodgers.
All right.
Well, we've talked about that on the show, how I like us better than the Dodgers. Mm. But it's still the fucking Dodgers.
They run out, other than Gonsolin, who actually does pitch well against the Braves, so I'll give them that one. But the other three guys, they're going to run out Kershaw, Urias, and Tyler Anderson, who's had a good year, but they're all lefties. One, which is in favor of the Braves.
Yeah.
And two, the Braves have torched Kershaw and Urias in the playoffs, both of those guys, repeatedly. So, well, I mean, anything can happen. If the Dodgers, I think that's it feels like a paper tiger, to be honest.
I agree. I think it's a really, ironic, like weird to say, but like a hollow 110 win team. You know what I mean? Like in another division.
I mean, the fucking 2001 Mariners are like that. They won 216 and they fucking they beefed it.
First round. It was a sweep.
I don't think it was a sweep. I think it was 1-3. They lost that first round. But it wasn't even really close.
No.
Like, they snuck one in.
Yeah. Yep. And I also don't think Dave Roberts is that good of a manager.
He's the worst manager.
Yeah. Like, he actively lost them the NLCS last year.
He may have fucked up. He may have lost the Mets this year by fucking up Max Scherzer's arm. Yeah. To be honest.
There was absolutely no reason for Scherzer to close out game 5 of the NLDS, and it killed his arm. I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
It was fucking stupid, and to be honest, the arm trouble, I know he's getting older, but he's never had any kind of issues like this before. That he's had this year, I think, is probably because of that.
It really could be.
Which is fucking stupid, by the way. It's like...
Yeah, crazy. We'll end with UFC Giorgio. Mark Zuckerberg rented out all of Apex and was at ringside. Why?
For the worst fight night card of the
year. Yeah, why? Like, just because he could at that point?
He's a fan.
But there's footage of him actually doing MMA training. Have you seen it?
Yes.
He's a fan.
A joke.
And Dana White just let him do it? I didn't watch that card on Saturday.
Dana White's a businessman. No one did.
What Zuckerberg should do is rent out the entire arena and sit front row.
He did that.
That's what he did.
You're missing.
He did it on Saturday night.
Like, he was the only person in the audience?
Yeah, it was him and his friends. That was it.
Again, No. It's not an arena, though. It's an Apex Center. It's like the headquarters.
Yeah, no. I want him to rent out an entire arena and just be the only person sitting there eating popcorn alone, basically telling these men, like, you will fight for my pleasure now.
Well, he has friends.
Well, Dan and I, we've been to the Apex. You can do it. What does that hold? 100 people tops?
Maybe.
I mean, it's tiny.
They're on bleachers. I need an NBA arena at least.
That's what you're looking for?
Yeah. Hey, let's do me a favor right quick. Let's pull up the fight card for UFC 280, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I just want you to go through all the names.
Me?
Yep.
You want me to read them?
I want you to try to really pronounce each one. It is a good card. But
it's a great
card. I want you to pronounce the names.
I'll bring it up. 280?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you should get the headline.
Maybe. Oliveira against... Get that? Oof, not a prayer.
Islam.
Makhachev? Izzy, right?
No, Islam.
Islam.
Yeah.
What's his last name? Makhachev?
Makhachev.
That was close. Close enough. Who else we got on this card here?
Co-main event.
Oh, boy.
Should be able to get TJ's name.
Aljamain Sterling?
Yeah.
TJ Dillashaw. Oh, fucking Sean O'Malley's on here. There we go.
Aljamain.
Yeah. Peter Yan is on this. Dude, I'm going to take O'Malley in this fight, by the way.
Why?
Yeah,
that's a mistake.
A lot of people are saying O'Malley's going to knock this guy's dick in the dirt.
Only Jordan. Sean O'Malley is saying that.
Yeah.
Benil Dariush.
Benil.
You bet.
Dariush.
Against Matush Gamrot.
It's close.
All right. Do you know that name? Who's Matush?
Gamrot.
Matisse. Oh, Matthias. Okay. Caitlin... Chukjian.
I think that's Catlin.
Is it? Is it Catlin or
Catlin Stark?
Chukagin. And she's fighting Manon Fiorot.
And, you know, that doesn't
get no. All the way down the card, Bilal Muhammad.
Yep.
And Sean Brady. You finally got Sean Brady. One.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Mahmoud Muradov, looks like. And then Chow Boroho.
No, Chow is C-I-A-O.
Okay. Well, how the fuck? How do you say the that guy's cow? Name?
I have no idea.
Cow? I think it's cow.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Vulcan Ozdemir is up next.
Ozdemir.
Ozdemir.
Nikita. Is Nikita Ukrainian, Giorgio?
I was going to say, this just sounds like a casualty list for the Russia-Ukraine
war. Yeah. Krylov in that one. Then the next one. Oh, Jesus Christ. Zubera Tukhugov. Tukhugov against Lucas Almeida. The next one is, God damn it, dude. Magomed Mustafev? Musfave? Giorgio, this is why UFC isn't doing that great right now. No one can pronounce all these fucking names.
They actually need to stop advertising it as this person versus this person and then just be like, watch a bunch of people from the steppe who we've kidnapped fight each other in a metal ring.
I feel like we're just watching this war, though. People from that war of Russia and Ukraine, and then that's kind of it. The next name, Abukar. Nurmagomedov.
Abu Baker.
These people look like they sacked Rome.
Russia. He's fighting another Russian guy. Godzviz, Omar Godzviz. Again, like Russia versus Russia.
Jill's dying.
The other guy was Russian. Uzbekistan.
We got a Canadian.
Jesus.
Malcolm Gordon. Nice.
Peter Yan, Russian.
Peter.
Islam, Russian. Why is there so many fucking Russians? Is that all that's good anymore? It's just
Russians? Get out. Get a fight.
Man, so we got they're the Dominicans of baseball, is what you're saying? Is the Russians
as well? Yeah. People from Dagestan. Dagestan is a big part of Russian fighting.
Yeah. But are they separated or is that still in Russia?
Still Russia.
Okay, it is.
Right. It's a province, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, the reason I had you do this is somebody sent me a meme where it's Buffer having to pronounce all these names. It's going to be a rough night for him.
Because Anik's going to nail everyone.
Anik never misses.
He never misses, but he'll study for 50 hours. Even this Shamil Aberdagov-Moff. Jesus Christ, dude. Oh, that's really fucking funny.
Instead of hyphenating like Latinx people do, or just taking one surname or using it as a middle name like the whites, these folks just jam it all together into one long word, man.
Yep.
And it's impossible to say. I don't even think they can say it. I don't believe them when they say they can.
I don't either. Let's end it here on the whites. Pat McAfee said that the old whites didn't get his style on game day. First of all, he's amazing on game day. It's a perfect fit.
I don't think so.
I do. I think it's re-energized that show.
I think he would be better on an NFL channel than a college channel.
He's great on both. That guy's super entertaining, and I enjoy it. Serious question, though. Is something wrong with Lee Corso that he wasn't even there on Saturday?
He's old, man.
He's 90 or something.
He's 90, yeah.
Is he really?
Trying to phase him out.
He looks great. The last time Dan and I...
He doesn't sound great, ever. For the last 10 years, he's been clearly showing signs of dementia.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just old.
He and Chris from...
Fowler.
Fowler, yeah. No. Fuck, I'll have to look him up, but...
Also,
Terry Bradshaw. He's 87 years old.
Terry Bradshaw. Like,
also, as that McAfee thing is basically like a Billy Eichner complaint 2.0. Like, dude, shut the fuck. I don't know who doesn't like you, but I guarantee you the overwhelming majority of people who watch College Game Day are millennial.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
Because we grew up on it.
Yeah. Look, the ratings are great. They're still number one.
My parents don't watch it. As far as I know.
Really? My parents watch it?
No.
Yeah, we just throw it on as like background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even a good show. It's just something you throw on.
I enjoy it, actually. I still enjoy game day. I think it's a great fit. And some people were bitching about it in Drinking Bro Sports. And I was like,
I'm just ready for NCAA college football to come back.
Video games?
To Xbox. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then you can listen in silence. What do you do? Do you listen to the actual game or do you play music?
No, I listen to the game.
Okay.
All right. You need all the sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The band.
Got to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because like being there in person wouldn't do it, right?
No. No, this is better. VR is better.
You get to play.
I got to recruit kids for my 2040 football team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Chris Mortens is who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dude is like...
Well, he's choked out a few times.
Every breath seems like it might be his last.
Well, he's
cancer.
He looks
like hell right now.
He looks really bad.
He's cancer.
So does Terry Bradshaw off and on, I guess.
Well, he's got two forms of it, which is strange. Well, I don't think I've heard of that before. Two different forms of cancer. We'll
same
see.
Time.
He's got the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did. He says he's in remission on both. Well, technically, you wouldn't be in remission after only 6 months or whatever. But
okay.
Yeah. He says he's doing fine. He looks like shit though.
Yeah. Chris Mortensen wants to finish out, and that's he might die live on air. We'll see.
That would be kind of dope though.
Yeah.
Just have him carry you out on a fucking on your shield.
There's an NBA writer that just died.
Yeah, the guy with the ties.
Was Sharks, it Wendy's?
Jonathan Tarks. He was like 33. He had a crazy type of cancer.
Oh, I thought you meant... Yeah. No, that old dude died that wears all the Craig whatever, Sager.
Oh, years ago, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Well, like, he died 5 years ago.
Oh, no, Sharks just died that long ago,
was it? Yeah, it was 5 years ago. It was a while ago.
Craig Sager, he's not... We know him for NBA, but he did...
Oh, shit, it was a long time ago.
He did all sports. He was the one who interviewed Hank Aaron.
Yeah,
right as soon as he crossed home plate for 7:15.
Yeah, old school. He was an Atlanta guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do it?
TBS guy.
Yep.
Joe Rogan style.
Where kinda.
He's getting mobbed. He's just like, here's a fucking microphone.
Like, literally, it was that close. Yeah, no lie. If you go back and watch the footage.
Because there was no security in the 70s, so there were 20 fans.
Everybody
on the
stormed
fucking
field. The
field, yeah. Which, if there was ever anyone in, I guess, at least that decade who was under threat of being stabbed at any time and maybe don't let fans on the field, it's
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if he had broken that record in the Bronx.
Oh, boy.
Like, he was in pretty safe company, I think, where he ended up breaking it. But if he broke Ruth's record in the Bronx, I think he may have been stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would have rioted.
Some old Italian man would have been like, I don't think so.
Do you know the name of the guy who caught Judge's 61st baseball?
No.
His name?
Yes.
It was a... Wasn't it a relief
pitcher?
It was in
the bullpen.
It was
the bullpen.
Or maybe it was his 60th. I don't... It was one of the... Whatever. The guy who caught Judge's 60th, I guess. So fucking Italian that I'm convinced he's an NPC.
His name is Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Oh, Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Kind of.
Bucca de Peppo.
His name is Frankie Lasagna. Is that the...
Is that his porn name? What the fuck?
Was that the game that your brother was like 2 rows away from it?
That was the Pujols game. This is Aaron Judge's.
This was... So he caught 60. You're
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Frankie Lasagna.
60, yeah. I remember seeing that. I thought it was a joke.
Insane!
It's real? It's real?
It's not real.
How do you make it through life?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But it's awesome. Tune in tonight, kids. We'll see if Aaron Judge can break the record.
Well, it's not getting close to 73.
Hopefully. No, it's the record. It's the record. No, it's the American League record.
Yankee
like it or
record.
Not.
Yeah.
No, American League.
It would still be the American League.
It would be the American League record.
But it's more important that it's the Yankees record.
Yeah.
It is.
The Yankees are the American
League. And it's going back to the Yankees, the all-time home run record. And that's what the Yes Network said, by the way, during the call yesterday, and which I loved because it's true. And fuck the rest of them.
I hope he doesn't break it. I hope he just ties it.
Well, serious question, because I was thinking about that yesterday. He's only hit one over the course of 10 games. Is there a possibility that he doesn't over the next 4 games?
There's definitely a non-zero chance, but that's how he always is. He hits home runs in spurts. He'll hit 4 and 3 games and then not hit another one for 10 days.
If you were a stupid-ass Maris family, they'd have to go to every single game and not see it.
Dude, they've been to 14 games now.
What do you
mean?
They're getting free baseball for the second time in 20 years.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
But if you're a Texas Rangers pitcher, you have nothing to live for. Why not just groove him a pitch and be
that.
Famous?
You don't be
so
the guy that gives
I would
up
be,
home
run.
Yeah, you do.
I would be inclined.
Steve Traxel.
What?
Remember Steve Traxel?
Yeah, he's not on a fucking guest speaking tour because he gave up home run 63.
I would
62.
Be,
but that's the only thing I know him from.
I would be inclined to groove one to a guy like Pujols going for 700 or Miguel Cabrera going for 500 because it's a career thing.
Yeah.
But single season, no, earn that shit, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's end on that. Earn that shit, bitch. Go to mybookie.com, bet with us or against us on tonight's game. I got the Rams +1.5 tonight. Barely missed all weekend. We'll see what happens tonight. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.